And that's why graveyards are so loud, because of all the coffin.
What? All right. So I don't know where to go with that. Awesome. But all right. So how do you guys keep a bear out of your backyard?
Bear traps?
Oh, you put up a goalpost. Like bears are never getting in there.
Can we rephrase?
All right. I'm sorry.
Bears jokes.
I'm sorry. How come Iowa doesn't have a professional football team?
Oh, God.
Because then Illinois would want one.
Oh, man.
We should exclude all Packers players from next.
It's going to be all Packers jokes when I go.
Welcome to Thanks, Almost Live from the basement. Special Halloween.
From the basement.
Episode.
And we're actually in the basement.
Yeah.
All right. We got a new intro song today. Introducing first. He has worse things in his stomach than the other face. It's Sparky. I'm gonna die next year to look Donald and Countdown. Sparkman!
Hi. I don't even know what to go.
And next. If his life was a horror movie, it would be called Shit Follows. It's Ryan Dusty Bones Lehman.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Halloween episode.
And the temporary champion, because he lost last year, but our returning champion's not here. He only loses Halloween episodes to Chucky lookalikes. It's Josh, I need my evil bong, Porter. And I'm your host, Tommy, the nerdy, wimpy kid that always gets bullied in every horror movie. Cheers. All right, folks. Oh, for Bones Chip, what movie is that from?
I was just going to ask, what was that from? Crap, it's a...
Anybody get a guess?
What horror movie
is that song?
Yeah, it was the theme song from. I just played from.
Oh, Black Christmas.
No.
White Christmas?
What? Nobody?
I can almost picture...
okay.
I don't know.
Friday 13th Part 3, which is the one I always ask in front of your house, Brian. Like, Alexa, play Friday 13th Part 3. Do you have Alexa here?
Not in this room.
Okay. So, this is our special Halloween...
Whoa. She's talking.
Oh, cancel, Alexa! Cancel!
That's creepy.
Tell her.
It worked.
She's literally...
Alexa, stop!
Is this actually from Friday 13th?
I don't know where it's from. I don't think it is, but okay. It's from Part 3 somewhere. Alright. So, if you haven't listened into the show, it's a trivia show where everyone does points or gets chips for correct answers, and the loser gets punished. We'll talk about that later. But this episode is a special Halloween horror movie trivia bonanza. So a lot of this, all this will be Halloween horror movie related. And we'll have some crazy items coming up here. So,
I'm so excited! We love Halloween!
If I get 5 chips, I'll be happy.
So, we're going to go to our stats first. Stat me up. You got to stat me up. Stat me up. You got to stat me up. Show stats. In first place is Tommy, 5.5. Because I got a point for the baseball win. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So I'm first. Yeah.
That's the part for the show stats?
No.
Yeah, it's always been. Because it's also for the movie stats, too.
Yeah, but baseball, it's you get the punishment. No.
Yeah, you also in movie stats, you also get to pick the movies. So
we're
going to
go to commercial now and work this out.
All right, second is Sparky with 5.
He just made a rule. When the fuck did that rule come in? Yeah, we're going to have to talk that shit over.
In third, it's Ryan, 4.5.
Tied with Tommy. At 4.5.
And Josh is 3.
All right. Anybody but Ryan.
Those are how many wins we've gotten in the show. And now it's time for the movie stats. I see dead people. Time? What the hell did you know about time? Ask me about time. Ask me. I want to play a game. Okay. You want to play a game. And first, it's Sparky. This is golf scores because we draft movies and however they finish, that's how many points you get. Sparky's in first.
I think Josh is confused. I think he's playing basketball.
100.
I'm trying to get the highest score.
I have 100?
Yeah, you broke 100.
I hit triple digits finally.
Century.
He chose Exorcist 2 this weekend, which got second place. I'm in second.
Chose what?
There's so much big difference.
Is there? All right.
I'm in second with 109. I chose Taylor Swift, which got first.
Swifty.
Ryan's in third with 123, so he's back a ways. He's at Saw. He chose Saw X, which got fourth.
What's next on our list? What else?
And fourth, way back there, Josh with 140. He chose Papa Cho. He's not even third.
Playing basketball. He's playing college football.
Yeah, he's playing something else. All right. So before the show started,
an all-star game basketball game is what I'm playing.
Yeah.
Before the show started, I told everyone to wear something or bring something Halloweenish to get 5 extra points. Josh, he's got a Friends shirt that has Ghostface, Jigsaw, Freddy Krueger, Pennywise, Jason, Michael Myers, and Chucky. 5 points. Good job. Woo! Sparky's got a clown mask, so we're all done. 5 points.
Not just any clown. That's like killer clowns from outer
space. Yeah. That's or weird. It could be Killjoy.
What else? Like a,
oh, no, it's the guy from...
got like a bald spot right here. Turn that way.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. that's crazy. Sweet tooth.
And I don't know what Ryan brought.
Ryan fucked up.
Yeah. I'll give you two no chips for bringing equipment, but no, I won't give you the full 5.
I'll take 2.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Now, this...
episode?
So, I also... this is called the theme. Show. It's going to be called... Choose Thy Fate is the theme. So every game, there's going to be a fate twist to it where you can kind of control your fate.
Choose your own adventure situation?
Almost, kind of.
Okay.
Including the punishment. This started off, I gave everyone a clue, a pre-show clue to a movie to you can look up on to maybe get hints on it. Sparky got Event Horizon.
Friday the 13th, part 7.
For Josh and...
Hollow Man.
Hollow Man for Ryan. So those may come up later in the thing. So here is the punishment for today.
I don't know how people wear masks. No. They're so hard. Yeah.
This is a default punishment. What do I mean by default? Well, we'll explain what that means. So default punishment is, I'm going to help you with this punishment. I get punished too. All right. Jumbo Squid. So whoever loses, you guys can have fun, Jumbo Squid. I will help you with this punishment.
0%.
So I'm putting that in my mouth. I will help you eat it. Before, it was octopus from Greece, but my wife accidentally threw it away. But this time it's Jumbo Squid. Now.
Why is it anything that we have to put in our mouth?
Oh, my God. Tom, I'm fucking hosting next round.
I'm keeping drinking.
Hold on.
You're drinking.
Yep,
here is the twist. The default punishment.
All right.
So for free, at any time during the show, you can switch to your personalized punishment in this envelope.
I'll take it right now.
Wait, hold on.
Right fucking
hold
now.
On. Now.
It costs 5 checks.
It's free to switch. However, if you want to know what it is beforehand, prior to switching, you roll this 12-sided die. It'll cost you between 1 to 12 chips if you want to know what your punishment is.
Can I roll it right now?
We don't even have to.
I'll put dollars.
They all say eat the squid.
I'll put dollars. I don't need to know what it is because it can't be worse than eat
all the envelopes say
I'm
eat
not
the
throwing
squid.
Up tonight.
But don't forget, I will help you with this punishment. So
I don't give a shit. So. The help with this punishment is you eat it and I watch.
I like squid, but
I don't even know if I can watch. So, he's driving over here.
Like, what?
Seriously, can we put that outside?
It's with sunflower and olive oil.
Oh, in that case.
Expires 2027, so you're fine. Okay.
My next punishment, just so you guys know, is Kim forgot the combo for that safe, so somebody's got to crack that open. That's your next punishment. Get that safe for me.
So, again, it's free to switch at any time. I'll ask after each game. And once you switch,
in 24 hours.
You say it's free to switch anytime?
Yes. But once you switch, you cannot switch back. But if you want to know what it is before switching, you don't have to switch. You roll the die.
Give me my fucking thing right now. Switch.
It's free to switch, but that means it's got to be pretty bad.
But that means you got to take with it. So
I don't care. It can't be worse than that. Like, it could be equal, I guess. I mean, it could say mustard in my mouth. I'll go fucking start knocking on doors naked before I do that.
All right.
And risk getting arrested.
Easy, trick-or-treater.
All right. So we're going to start with our toss-up. So, our toss-up is called Weapon Time.
Weapon Time.
So, I'm going to name a weapon. You buzz in and tell me who is famous for using that weapon. Here's the twist of fate. You roll this die, and that's how many chips you get. 1 through 4.
Right.
So, that is your fate twist of this round. Here we go. First one. A, chef's knife. Sparky.
That is Mike Myers.
Correct. Roll. Sparky, it's 3 chips. All right. Yeah. It's at the bottom.
Oh.
All right. Number 2. Machete.
It didn't.
Josh.
Jason Voorhees.
Jason's correct. Roll.
Booyah.
3. Again, also, you see a blue chip. Everyone has a blue chip in front of you. That's for the pyramid game later. You'll be able to get a chance to win a blue chip in each game. You'll know if you get the blue chip because you'll hear the Pennywise laugh.
Can I get a blue chip? My blue chip ran away.
You seriously lost it?
It's down. It's all the way down there.
Really? So, okay. Get that chip.
Thank you. Right.
Here's the next one. A hook. Sparky.
Oh, what? I don't know his name. The guy from I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
You know his
Does
name?
Does that count?
Depends if everyone else knows.
The fisherman from I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
If everyone else knows his name, you get it from Sparky.
I don't remember his name.
No.
I thought it was the fisherman.
One. No, it is Ben Willis.
Yeah.
Oh, but
yeah.
Sparky, I'll let you roll because you're the first one to get it. So you get to fight the dice and see what you got.
Yeah, if
four
buzzing,
chips
he's always
for Spark. Here we go.
Listen to the question.
Here's the next one. Razor fingers. Sparky.
Freddy Krueger.
Correct.
that's the blue chip.
The blue chip. And you get two.
Why do I get a blue chip?
Because that was the special blue chip question.
Oh, sweet.
Here's the next one. Chain with hooks. Sparky. One, two, three.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No, that's incorrect. Anybody? Chain with hooks. Josh.
I got two answers here, but I'm going to go Pinhead.
Correct.
Okay.
Roll the dice. What is your other answer? Off of Ryan.
Jigsaw.
Four.
Because I saw the one where they ripped the skin.
Oh, yeah.
Off of them recently.
You got four again.
I got three and four.
And here's the next one. Chainsaw. Josh.
Leatherface.
Correct. Off of Sparky, two.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
You're kind of a deuce, bro.
The last one is Hunter's Knife. Ryan.
Ghostface?
Correct.
Yeah, I was going to say it too.
How do you specifically about the knives? 3-4 Ryan.
I'm on the board.
All right. So now we're going to top 10. This is Saw Movies by Audience Tomato Meter. Twist of Fate, Twist of Fate. Here's the Twist of Fate. You have a 1 through 10 on your deck, card deck here. So everyone, you got a chance to get every single one right. Everyone does. So we're just going to go in order. You put up the Saw movie number you think is at that number. So whatever you say the number, the top one is, you think whichever one is the top Saw movie.
Oh,
in this case, okay. In this case here, Saw Final Chapter is number 7, Jigsaw is 8, Spiral is 9, and Saw X is obviously 10. And then Saw 1 through 6.
All
right, here we go. So by Audience Tomato Meter, what is the number 1? Look through your deck and everyone can put it up.
What if we're wrong? Does it matter how close we are?
No, it's just if you're right, you get the 10 chips for this one. If you're wrong, you don't. All right, everyone flip over. 1 for Sparky, 1 for Ryan. Those are incorrect. Josh just Saw X. That's correct for 10.
You guys went backwards.
Saw X.
The best. Never mind.
Wait. What?
1 is worth 1. It's the
you
worst
said number
movie.
1.
Yeah, number 1. The highest rated one is Saw X. And
for
so and he picked X.
Like
picked
the best 10. Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By Tomato Meter, they picked Saw X.
Was the highest. Best.
Yes, 90%.
So Josh got it right. Yeah. Ryan was thinking wrong.
No. Yeah.
Right?
Well, we got
you
it.
Thought that's
it's
the best,
best.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Well, so do we. We thought that
the
was the best.
The second best. What is the second best? Sparky's locked in. So is Ryan. Sparky says 1. Josh says 2. And Ryan says 8. 8 is Jigsaw, which is correct for 9
Whoa.
Chips. I'll give you 9. That's at 89%. So at 90%, 89%. What is number 3? What is the third best? Third best. Okay, and flip. Original for Ryan and Sparky. Josh says number 7. The original is correct for 8 chips.
Darn it.
I'm going to go Spark.
So I'll take 2 chips back from Sparky. I get 2 chips back from Josh because he gave you both 10.
I've seen 1 and 2.
Shut up, Josh.
All right, here's the next one. Number 4. What is number 4? The fourth highest. It's
75%. I feel like it's got to be.
Wait, what was 7 and what was 9?
7 is Final Chapter. 9 is Spiral. So this is the fourth rated by Audience Meter. Ryan's locked in, so is Josh. So Sparky, everyone flip. All right, both Josh and Sparky, the wrong people, both said Final Chapter, and Ryan says Saw 2. No one's correct. It is Spiral, Saw 9.
That's what I was going to go next. Damn it.
What is the fifth best at 71%?
Fuck you, Josh. I'm not following your chapter.
Fifth best is... Okay. Everyone flip.
I have no clue.
All right. Sparky says 3. Ryan says 2. Josh says final chapter. The correct answer is Saw 3. Sparky with 6 chips on that one.
Yeah!
All right. What is the sixth best? At 62%.
I got to keep throwing it down at this point because it's got to be up there. All
right. Everyone flip.
The final chapter. It's got to be...
All right. Both Josh and Ryan say 7. Sparky says Saw 5. Incorrect. It is Saw 4. No blue chip special for anybody. Damn.
Pennywise chip.
All right. What is number 7 at 59%? All right. Everyone flip. Again, Sparky or Josh goes with Saw 7, the final chapter. Sparky, Saw 7, final chapter. Ryan, Saw 2. The correct answer is Saw 2.
Yes.
4 chips for Ryan.
Josh, you suck at this game.
I'm kind of locked in at the 7 at this point. It's called the final chapter, thinking that people will go see it because it's the last one.
Yeah, well, Halloween ends at fucking blue, so.
Number 8.
It's Rotten Tomatoes, though. It's not.
It's not how
many people went and saw it.
No.
Oh, gotcha. It's
rated.
That's my fault.
Why the fuck am I following this dumb shit?
All right. What is number 8?
Why were you following this logic?
At 52%.
Well, at this point.
All right. Everyone flip. Sparky says 6. Josh says 7. Ryan says 6. No one's correct. It was Saw 5. At 52%.
All right. 50-50 chance now.
Number 9 at 48%.
Do you switch your door? Hey, pick one.
This one? You got a big one for me?
All right. Everyone says Saw 6. Everyone's correct.
Yes!
48%.
Group
two chips.
Wait. Hey, I got this one.
2 chips.
I got the next one.
And the last lowest rated one, Saw 7, which Josh kept putting up for the longest time. Final chapter is the worst one, which I would agree. Yeah, everyone can get a bonus chip for that one.
Do we need our cards still? Is that the cards?
You don't need the cards. All right. So, since we're at the end of the top 10 game, count up your chips, and we can decide if we want to switch or find out what's in your envelope and fun stuff like that. So, let's see how many everyone's points are.
I got 24. 31.
24 for Ryan.
31.
31 for Sparky.
27.
27 for Josh. Okay.
And I got 2 blue chips. What's 2 blue chips?
2 of this pyramid game.
Oh. 2 pyramids.
All right. First of all, does anyone want to pay to see what's in their envelope?
I do. You 100% do. Want to pay.
Okay. All right. Roll. Wait. Before you do that, anybody else want to do this round? Because I want to see what he rolls. Sparky, do you want to roll to pay what's in your envelope? I won't read what you have till right before the final jeopardy to give no clues to what's in there.
I get to look at it though?
You could. I don't know if it's gonna make sense, but
oh,
oh fuck this shit! Oh my god! I don't know if I want to do this anymore. some Saw like punishment. How many options do we get to do this
after each game?
I'm gonna wait right now.
You're waiting.
Make a choice,
Ryan.
I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
You have to make.
All right, Josh is gonna go ahead.
2 off this guy's chest.
12.
Oh, 12 chips. The max.
I got 27.
So,
15 back.
Oh, 27. Okay, here's that. Here's your 15. You can read what it is, and then you can decide if you want to keep that.
Yeah, I'll keep that.
Or does yours make sense?
I didn't. That is second word I can't read.
Can't trade back. You can trade back.
Well, you can see when you do the envelope, you can look at it and decide if you want to switch or not.
Yeah, I'm good with
that. Do you want to go with that?
I'm over the octopus? Over the squid? I'm definitely
with this. Over Josh is switching. All right.
Oh, you get to choose once you see it?
Yes, you can choose. Or you can do it for free without looking. So.
You can switch without looking for free.
Yes.
Or you can pay to say yes.
Okay.
More alcohol.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and toss it over to Josh. And he's going to talk about the life of liberty and the horror of happiness.
Do we got beer?
Happiness? Yeah, we do. All right, guys. I, to be honest, wasn't all about a segment tonight without really kind of realizing what I had. Because usually I write this stuff down. And when I went to go look at my notes to see what I had, wasn't much in there for this. So...
As you grab, was that your 4th beer?
He's bullshitting. He never writes stuff down.
I write stuff down all the time. Like, Ryan sucks. I wrote a note to Sparky earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You guys saw it.
So to be clear, Josh, last time he won, was 2 years ago, he was high, like high. Insanely high. So now he's trying to be insanely drunk to see if that works.
I'm just pounding him tonight.
He's on his...
Pounding. Legit.
Yeah.
He's on his seventh. He's talking about Sparky, not beer.
I'm on my one and a half. Anyway, what my segment's about is actually downtime. My now job is weekend filled, and it is murder. So my weekends now start on Thursday with a lot of prep work. Events on Friday, events on Saturday. This month, there's an event on every Sunday except for the last one of the month. And it's a lot. So my Monday, today's Monday. I did nothing today. I sat on this couch and I played video games. I watched Happiness for Beginners. I did literally nothing besides walk my dog. And I ate a bunch of ice cream. And just to kind of get my body back to neutral. And...
Are you like a white woman that just got broke up with?
I think so. I needed it. I'm watching these Netflix movies and chilling, video games and eating ice cream. It was great. I loved it. Helmet to helmet. So my question to you guys is, what do you do to relax? And, for, you know, with the weekend job for me, I do that too. But I'd like to take Monday and Tuesday off. It's just not going to ever happen until we slow down in November, December. But... right now, if I can get Monday off and keep Monday off, I definitely do it. And I feel pretty good today. And I'm happy the way it's moving forward with this job. But man, it's killing me. Do you guys ever get to the point where you're worn down that much where you have to like, I'm doing nothing today? Or in your schedules, does it just work out where you do nothing that day? I'm going to start with the guy staring at me named Tommy.
Oh. To be honest, my wife does a lot of stuff. So I really...
A pretty simple life? Simple, Jack?
Yeah, fairly simple. I mean, I work from home twice a day a week, but... nice. Really, yeah, there's not... I mean, now it's picked up a little bit because now Jonathan started sports. So he was doing soccer, now he just started basketball, so...
Were you upset that he's not doing more soccer?
No, because it's indoor season, so I don't know.
There's indoor soccer somewhere, I'm sure.
There is somewhere. Hey, Wednesday night's at Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon.
Mark Keegan. Okay. But yeah, so, yeah.
In case you're not busy.
Well, let me throw it, being the husband, what does Tanya do to kind of wind down? Because I've noticed, you know, Kim, you know, we'll just chill on the couch and watch TV on long days.
She doesn't wind down. But now maybe she can't because now she just quit Amazon.
Amazon is done.
Yeah, so she was working there like every non-football night, so 4 days. It was like 8 p.m.
Did
to...
Did she do that on purpose so she can kind of watch football? Or
yeah. Okay. Yeah, she did. So she wanted to watch football, put football bets on, whatever.
It is pretty cool. I mean, I don't think our wives... I know your wife is in the room for football quite a bit, but I don't... Like, Kim... Like, I'm like, oh, red zone's on. She's like, I don't care. Or actually, she says, I don't give a fuck, if I'm being honest with what she says. But it is cool that she does take nights off to watch football.
Yeah, she watches football, bets on it, and plays fantasy football, and is better than me.
Oh, yeah.
She's first place.
Yeah. Very cool. Sparkles, how about you? What do you do to unwind when you're wound up?
Basically, my one day to relax is Sundays. Most of my Saturdays are usually busy doing something with the family, doing something with our, like friends, anything like that. So Saturday or Sundays are usually the one day that I do get to relax. And I basically literally just kind of lay on the couch.
And watch horror movies, yeah.
Football.
Oh. Football.
Baseball. Dakota's getting really big into, Daddy watch football? And hand me the remote. Daddy watch baseball? And he's... The problem is, after next week, there's no morning football game after next week. Because next week is the last international football game. So he's going to come up to me at 8:30 in the morning, and he's going to go, Daddy watch football. And I'm going to be like, bro, there's nothing on.
That's not actually right. It starts again November 3rd or 7th. They've been in Germany now.
What?
I thought Frankfurt was next week.
No.
There's two in Frankfurt.
It's though. First weekend in November. There's no more until November.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's one on the 29th. I'm sure of it.
I'm pretty sure it's the first
two weekends in November. I thought it was the Chiefs and
it is. Chiefs and Dolphins.
On the 29th. It's not 29th?
No, because I'm on the cruise when it's on. I think it's November 5th.
Bad news cruise. There is football. Premier League.
Boom.
Football.
But that's about it.
But yeah, this Sunday I got in at 3:15 a.m. and then I had to get up at 5:45 to take Kim to the airport. And then Zoe was with me this weekend, so I stayed like my I got some really good sleep last night. It's the easy way of saying it, but man, it's tough. How about you, Ryan? What do you do?
I live like in a state of relaxation. I'm just kidding. You know what? I do watch football. That is my big relaxation thing for me is watching football. But and basketball.
Does your TV work in your workout area?
your workout area?
Yeah, and it does, but I don't have a box on it right now. So, but yeah, I mean that's definitely something I like to do. I also like I like playing games. I like playing poker. I like playing. We play Catan a lot now. Aggravation. So that kind of stuff is
fun. Favorite game? Aggravation.
Yeah. Oh my god! Stupid aggravation. Oh, yeah. All right. Anything else for you, Josh?
No, that's it. I'm just. I mean, there's nothing you can do but just sit there and just. For me, stare at the wall or a TV or whatever's on, I just kind of zone out. I notice I do get super crabby. Very easy. Hey,
there's when nothing I'm tired. Like a good horror movie. Just yeah. release some stress.
I've watched quite a few this year. I know when we talked about how many horror movies I was going to watch one every day, and Sparky said, "No, you're not." And I'm like, "I watched 2 episodes of Simpsons every day this year." So it's different. He's right. It was different. I did not do it. But it's because I didn't want to watch just horror movies. I want to switch it up. But I feel like I watched a good 100 movies this year.
I will say the most surprising horror movie I saw this year that was really good was Totally Killer. It's like Back to the Future meets Scream. That was really cool.
I agree, big time.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's on the bottom.
They even mentioned both those movies in their movies, so that's funny. All right. So thanks for that, Josh. We'll move on to our next game called Man Horror Jeopardy.
Dun, dun, dun. Theme song, go.
Fate Twist. All right, here's the Fate Twist this round. There's 4 categories. 2 daily doubles, and the twist is when you get a daily double, you either can do it or put it on someone else. Oh. And that person has to bid at least double of the min point value. So if it's like a, you say something for 3, they have to do it for at least 6. Okay. So that is the big twist.
I like it.
So here is the categories. First is 2023 horror. So this is about horror movies released in theaters in 2023. Not like straight to Video Prime or any of that.
Like Bruce Willis movies?
Yeah. Shit. The original. So I'm going to name an actor. You tell me the original horror villain they played. Third, horrorplicity. So this one I'm going to name a couple movies. You tell me the actor, actress that's in all of those movies. The last one is horror hotties. So I'm name a horror movie. You tell me the good looking actress, hottie actress that's in that.
Not actor.
If I said Against the Dark, the answer would be Steven Seagal. All right, so.
Wow. 1 through 5.
All right, guys. Well,
1 through 5.
It was nice being in the lead. It's all yours.
All right, so who is Low Man?
Not me. It is Josh.
It's me after I did my...
Oh, you're right. It is Josh. I'm sorry.
It is Josh after he...
I want to go original for 1, Batman.
Original for 1. All right, here we go. Oh, Robert Englund. That's Ryan.
Freddy Krueger.
Correct. For 1 chip.
All right. I will go Horplicity for 1.
Horplicity.
Wait for it. I'm looking.
For 1. Here we go. We're looking for the actor actresses in all of these movies. 2001 Maniacs, Urban Legend, Nightmare on Elm Street. Sparky. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Time's up.
5. Time's up.
I heard him.
Ryan.
Robert Englund.
That's correct. Ooh, a double Robert Englund one.
Hotties.
4-1. All right. Here we go. I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Ryan.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Correct for 1.
I forgot what category on. I'm like,
I didn't go for the first one because there were several choices in the first one. All right. Back to
2023 Ryan. Horror for 1.
2023 Horror for 1. All right. In what city does Scream 6 take place? Ryan.
New York City.
Correct for 1.
Let's go 2023 horror for 2.
Okay, here we go. The Last Voyage of the Demeter features what iconic horror villain? Ryan.
Dracula. Damn.
That's correct for two.
I didn't even see it.
Shut up.
Original for three. Or two. Two, sorry.
Original for two. Here we go. Brad Dourif. Ryan.
The movie? Blade.
Incorrect.
Oh, no!
Oh.
No!
Josh.
Child's Play. Why is he looking at me like that? What's the question? Oh, Chucky.
Correct.
I'm like, why is he looking at me?
I'm not looking for the movie. I'm
looking for the original slasher. Brad Dourif? What is his name?
What? Brad Dourif?
What? His first name.
The bad guy from Blade is Brad...
It's not very close to the same name. I thought it was the same time.
Why did you go there? Okay. Josh.
Let me try the Horrorplicity for two, Batman.
Horrorplicity for two. All right, here we go. Jack Frost, 13 Ghosts. Sparky.
Mel Gibson.
Incorrect.
You trying to give us a chance here? Or...
All right, look at the time.
Jack Frost and...
13 Ghosts.
Matthew Lillard?
I know it.
Incorrect, Josh.
I know it.
And Ryan, you could just say because...
Shannon Elizabeth.
Correct.
Oh.
For two.
Was that Horrorplicity?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do Hotties for two then.
That also could have been the Hotties section, but all right. Here we go. The Grudge. Josh.
Oh my God, I was going to say the wrong name.
Yeah, until this time runs out.
Okay.
Counts off and incorrect. Sparky.
Naomi Watts.
No.
She's the ring. Damn it!
Why did I say that?
All right, Ryan, you don't have to buzz in.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Thank
correct.
You. I got stuck on Melissa for some reason. I'm like Melissa. I did not know that. Melissa right. Joan Hart. That's what I want to say, but clearly.
22. No, we'll go Hotties for three.
Hotties for three. Here we go.
Looking for Naomi.
Wrong turn.
Sparky. You like to do school?
Yes,
buddy. That's that. My girl.
Sparky's girl. I was waiting for Sparky to get that one.
Hotties for four.
Hotties for four. Texas Chainsaw 3D. Sparky.
Oh, you had to change that shit.
To the number goes away. That is incorrect. It's Ryan.
Alexandria Daddario.
Correct for four.
But if I would have been first... I would have said Jessica Biel. That's exactly who I thought. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got to be the other one then. We're gonna
Jordana Brewster did one, too.
Oh, you're right.
Did she really?
Yeah, when I did the remakes, those were three girls.
Horrorplicity for three.
Horrorplicity for three. Here we go. Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich. Ryan.
Ghostface.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that is a special blue chip. That's the last blue chip of the show for the pyramid. So there's your three. Okay. So we still have 3, 4, and 5 in 2023 horror. 4 and 5 in the original. 3, 4, and 5 in Horrorplicity. And 1 and number 5 in Horror Hotties.
We just do the original three?
No. We didn't do 3 for original.
Yeah.
No, it's Ghostface.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Right? You're right. I'm sorry.
I didn't mark it off.
2023 for 3.
All right. Both the doubles are out there. So okay.
There's no more threes.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
All right. Between which two movies does Saw X take place? Josh.
Saw 1 and 2.
That's correct. 4-3. All right. Here you go.
Let's go 2023 horror for 4.
The Dilly Double. So you can take this for Dilly Double or throw it onto somebody and they have to bet at least 8.
I want it for 2023. Tommy just reviewed every movie last week.
What's he gonna
do? Sparky's not saying shit now.
Sparky's in third. Ryan's got a decent lead.
Just five. He had to wait for the bet before he called me a pussy, I think.
No. No, because I didn't want you fucking putting it on.
That's right. Put it on somebody.
Just for Josh. What country does Talk to Me take place?
Country?
Yeah. And give him a countdown. And...
The United States?
Incorrect. I'll take the 5. Sparky.
Cambodia.
No. Ryan, you don't have to buzz in. You can just say.
Sorry. Canada.
Incorrect.
Is it Spain?
It's Australia. They hit a kangaroo.
Oh, that's
right. It's a big part of the movie. How do you guys...
Big part of the movie?
A decent part of the movie. She keeps having dreams about the kangaroo. But, okay. All right. We'll throw it to Sparky.
He's a little upset, but okay.
I don't want it.
You don't want to lose?
Screw it. Hotties for five.
What did you pick? All right. Hotties. Halloween hotties for five. So, you could take it and bait your or dump it on someone and they have to do at least 10.
Take it.
All right, Sparky for 9. Here is your movie, Valentine.
It's a real movie?
There's like fucking 4 girls in that movie.
I go with the more famous one.
Is that the reading version?
It's My Bloody Valentine. I don't even know what Valentine is.
It's the one where the guy dresses as Cupid.
Yeah.
And kills all the people at the party.
Well, who's in it, buddy?
Yeah. Fucking, I can't remember her name.
He just counted you up. Do you know who's in it? Someone to say the answer.
Five times.
Jessica Biel. Fuck it.
Up. Incorrect. It's not Jessica Biel. Josh and Ryan. I'll take Sparky's 9 chips. Josh?
Elizabeth Perkins.
No. Ryan?
Elizabeth Shue.
No. Correct answer is Denise Richards.
Denise is
in it. Oh, I should have known that. Richards.
I was... I kept getting
stuck on the girl from... The doctor from Grey's Anatomy.
Dr. McDreamy?
The lesbian doctor. Who has picked in a while? It's Ryan.
Grey's Anatomy.
He was the OG.
We'll go... Yeah, OG for 4.
OG for 4. All right, here we go. Warrington Gillette.
What? What are we doing?
You had named the original slasher they played. Or horror villain.
Michael Jason. Myers?
Incorrect. That is incorrect, Josh. And time's up. Sparky.
Pinhead.
Incorrect. That would be Doug Bradley.
Chainsaw Massacre. Texas Chainsaw. Oh, Leatherface.
Incorrect.
Jason Voorhees.
Correct answer is Jason Voorhees.
You called me Jason, which is
yeah, I did. I was like, oh crap.
I should have called you Jason. You called me Jason.
I did call you Jason. I was like, oh, I better do that. All right, Josh.
Idiots.
We'll give it to you now.
Horripilicity for 4. What's the word?
Horripilicity.
He just made it up.
We have 3, right, 4, and 5. We have 3, 4, and 5 for horripilicity.
What?
We have
3. 3's done.
No, not for horripilicity. 3, 4, and 5.
Bro, I'll take 3 then.
Do you see any of our...
Wait.
You must be...
Go ahead. 3.
Doing this. All right. 3. Here we go. Chucky. Idle Hands. Final Destination.
Ryan. No. Devin Sawyer.
That's... What?
Devin Sawyer.
I get it close enough.
What's wrong?
What is it? That was Devin Sawa, but okay.
Sawa? I think it's Sawa.
You sound Canadian, so I'll give it to you.
Fuck just happened. What did he fuck up that...
I don't know.
I think you gave him the original on 3 when he said horripilicity for 3. And that's what I was like, we didn't do the original for 3.
Oh.
But I didn't say it. I just let it go.
Well, this is what's left. 5 in 2023 horror, 5 in the original, 4 and 5 in horripilicity.
Boom.
All right, 4 for horripilicity. Yeah, thank you. You know, I don't have to write it fucking back down.
Oh, you should have fucking...
Here we go.
Because the host is a genius.
Take his chips.
Hollow Man, Piranha. Sparky.
He's not it. Kevin Bacon.
Incorrect.
Is it number 8?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I know who it is. God damn correct. It. She's the fucking sheriff in Piranha.
Get your fucking shoe on.
Why
did I go 2023 horror for 5?
Guess it didn't help me.
All right, here you go.
He looked right at you, didn't he?
Event Horizon, Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Ryan.
Lawrence Fishburne?
That's correct.
wait, what was that one?
That was ours.
That was horriplicity.
I said 2023 horror, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I erased that. God, so you are fucking shit up left and right.
I'm like, what the fuck is he saying right now?
What in the fuck?
What was the answer?
Lawrence Fishburne.
I wouldn't have got it anyway, but
no.
What? I gave you the clue for Event Horizon. Did you look up who's in it?
I fucking watched it today. That doesn't tell me who the fuck's in number 3 of whatever else was in it.
We believe you 0%.
You watched Event Horizon?
I legit watched. You want me to tell you who else did it?
Who?
Fucking doctor from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you had one of 2 choices. Why didn't you say
it? It also has the mom from Zeus and Roxanne.
The
Dog from Jurassic Park. The main guy from Jurassic Park that writes the book.
All right.
Not Jeff Goldblum.
Sam Neill.
That guy. I fucking watched it today.
We have 2023 horror and the original.
Do you want me to tell you what the event horizon is? I can tell you.
All right, we'll go 2023.
Spoilers?
All right, 2023 horror.
Have you ever seen it?
Here we go. Emily Young, a senior, wants to be elected as sorority president. She adopts a cute sloth, thinking it could become the new mascot.
Ryan.
Oh, my God.
Incorrect. Josh.
Slaughterhouse.
Damn,
man. Sorry, I didn't even get
until
an answer.
Until string of fatalities implicate that sloth is the main suspect in murders.
Sloth.
Number five and whatever is left.
The original.
Yeah. The original.
Here you go.
Am I still beating you?
Gunnar Hansen. Sparky.
What's that in his mouth?
You have until this runs out.
Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. Freddy Krueger.
No.
Mike Myers.
No.
It's
down Josh. Orion.
Well, we already did, Jason. So yeah. I'm going to say Leatherface.
That's correct. For five.
All right.
Well done, Ryan.
Thank you,
sir.
The best part. Okay. The best part. That's that
the best I ever did in
was Freddy Krueger and right. Friday the 13th.
All right. So while I count all chips and we decide envelope, Ryan's gonna do his segment, and then we're gonna go to commercial.
I'm not losing.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you guys for being with us. You just heard my run right there. I'm feeling pretty good about it. And I'm bringing back my favorite segment is Stream Genie.
Stream Genie.
But before I talk about what I want you guys to see, I want to tell you something that I thought was really cool that I saw today. It's something I had never seen in my life. Okay, I'm driving home.
Your toes? I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
My toes. Like, I'm too fat to see my toes. This son of a bitch.
Toes.
That's why I asked earlier, is your TV in your workout room?
What is that? I like working out on football days.
Yeah, toes. Shut up. All right. So I was sitting at a light, and about 500 feet in front of me, I saw a birthday balloon come out of nowhere and crash down to the ground. I've seen 1,000 birthday balloons get released and go up in the air. And I never thought about, well, they must come down at some point. This fucking balloon came out of nowhere in Gray's Lake on 83 and just crashed down to the ground slowly, like it was fluttering. Anyway, made me think. I thought it was cool. Let's get to Stream Genie, though. Number one, horror movie. It's great. You got to see The Blackening. It's on Prime.
Oh, that was funny.
It is fantastic.
Oh, it's on Prime now?
Yeah. It is.
I was about
fantastic.
To get your Star Wars account information. So
I like
Star
the.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is. No, I think it's definitely on Prime, my Prime. But so I'll give you my Prime.
The tagline: "We all can't die first."
Yeah, it's so fun, and the movie is good. Like, it's good. It's a good horror movie. It's a good comedy. Everything's good about it. So definitely check that out. Number two, it's also on Prime. It's the what would you call it? A spinoff. Of The Boys. It's called Gen V.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
I'm one short.
Super cool. The only thing is every single episode has dick jokes. Like, there's all kinds of penises getting blown up. What? It's crazy.
What is this?
But it's Gen Z. You ever seen The Boys? The superhero show? It's really cool. Anyway, a lot of action, a lot of fun, very good plot. Number three, Loki Season 2 came out on Disney. It's two episodes have been released so far. It's pretty good, pretty interesting. I'm liking it better than the first
season.
Is
Owen in it?
Oh yeah, big time.
Wow.
Number four, something that comes out on the 20th is Upload Season 3. Huge fan of Upload.
I didn't see Season 2 yet.
Oh,
it was so funny when it came out. I think I showed it to Rick. He said, "God, that's like Diana to you."
Yes. Yes, that is, it looks really good, the new season. And finally, I know I said this before, and my family is sick of me talking about this movie, but on Hulu, you need to check out No One Will Save You. It is like an alien invasion movie.
I heard everyone in your family hates it.
It's so good. No, they said it's average, but it's just because I talk about it all the time. That's why they say they get mad. But it's that good. It's the best horror movie of the year. I'm not even sorry.
So better than Talk to Me and better than Totally Killer.
Yes, it is. Totally Killer is great, but this is just a tiny bit better, I think. At any rate, and the last thing I want to say to everybody is Happy Halloween to my friends here, my family at home, to George, to Stephanie, to whoever the hell else listens. We love you all, and I hope you guys have fun. And dress up. Go a little crazy this Halloween.
Yeah, and if you want to go with us, Sparky will be trick-or-treating.
Yeah, after his last punishment, he's got to do adult trick-or-treating, so. Yeah, boy, all right, so we're counting up chips, and we're going to and we're gonna decide, we're going to figure out how many 4-7 points everyone has at, after this break.
So, yeah, all right. Called her Susie, and it was fine.
Okay, so our chip count is Ryan's got 59. He's in first. In second place is Sparky with 25, and Josh in third with 24. Now it's time for to figure out who wants to pay a look for the envelope and who wants to switch. Josh already paid to see what his is. He's going to find out what that is before we get to Final Jeopardy. But Ryan and Sparky, are any of you going to switch or want to see what's in your envelope?
Roll that die, bro.
I'll switch, buddy.
Oh, all right, so Ryan is getting does not want anything to do with the jumbo squid,
which is good. Tommy's gonna help you eat.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you. Maybe the twist is that I'm gonna eat the whole thing and you just can join me. But Ryan's gonna go ahead.
Wait, what?
You have to record him eating it.
Yeah, I said I'm gonna help you. I never said if I'm gonna take 100% or 0%. You don't know because I like squid, but you might not. So Ryan is gonna take. He's gonna do this. Do you want to roll to see what's in here?
No, I won't understand what it is anyway. You said.
Yeah, but you can find out what it is, okay, and then decide if you want it or not.
Dude, you have more than double all of us chips.
Yeah, but no.
Fine, buddy. Make this a game.
Yeah, come on. You're a bitch.
Less chance.
I feel bad, but I don't want to. I don't want to lose.
You can walk on me.
It's okay.
Knowing what's in here makes me feel so much better.
Okay, you can walk home.
You can walk home.
Better hope,
pressure.
Better hope Tommy's willing to.
Give me the damn dice.
Oh, Ryan's going for it. All right.
I hope you got the same one I got.
Ryan's going to pay 8 chips.
8 Jesus. Chips? That's like nothing, bro.
I'm not rolling that fucking dice. This fucking guy.
Okay. All right. Sparky.
How many more times do I get a chance?
After Pyramid and after Quilt Train.
All right. Let's do Pyramid.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yours is hard to explain, Ryan, so you won't know what it is.
Yours is hard to explain.
All right, Sparky is going to stand pat.
Does it include a blindfold and a peer? Yes.
All right.
It's a pride thing.
We're going on to the next thing called the Pyramid Game. All right. So, how the Pyramid Game works. I'm going to name 10 items, correlated items. You have to tell me how they are related.
Wait, what? What? What?
And we've done this before. This is the third time we've done this. But I'm going to name 10 horror-related items. Oh, man. 10 horror items. And you're going to tell me how they're related.
So for shits and giggles, like you could be like a butcher's knife, Mike Myers mask, and we go Halloween.
Yes.
Well, now he's got to throw out the second one.
So,
Scream Queen.
So starts with 10 points for the first clue. Goes all the way down to 1. If you know it, write it down and put your answer down, and you'll get that temporary point value.
That's when I get to change it.
Right. You have a blue chip.
I remember this shit.
Because once you put it in, it's locked in. You can't come back in unless you have a blue chip. Here's the twist. The blue chip could be A, to come back in, or B, to copy someone's answer. So there's your twist. So the earlier you get it and lock it in, the more points you can get, but again, it could be risky, and something later on might change your mind, and you could use a blue chip.
It might be risky.
So right now...
Wait. So, I have a blue chip. We all have a blue chip right now.
Yes.
I use a blue chip to copy Josh's answer on number 8.
Right.
Is he allowed to change that?
He can.
If he uses his blue chip later.
Like it. Yes.
And does that become my new answer?
No.
Or does the old answer stay mine?
The old answer. So you gotta look at Ryan, you look at Josh's, and you gotta write it down and put it down. So if he answers, Josh puts the answers at 8. Okay, that's locked in. And 7, like, I wanna copy Josh's answer. You're locked in at 7 with whatever Josh has. And
how
Josh's
many
like,
years
oh no.
Do you think Tommy's gonna have to know us before he knows our names?
I mean, he couldn't get these questions right in the last in Jeopardy, so. Yeah. I mean,
I've been
on.
Drinking too much. I've had one beer. 7 beers. Okay.
What am I second drink, guys?
One Seagram's.
I'm 2 sips into my second.
Imagine Seagram's. After his 40th. It's gonna be a shit show.
All right, so Ryan and Sparky both have 2 blue chips. Josh has 1. And just so everyone knows, there's 1, 2, 3, 4.
One, two, three, four.
Of these. So you could save it all for the end, but here we go. Doesn't matter. Here you go. Here's the first one. Here's the clue. All these movies have the same plot theme. What plot theme that is that? Here we go. For 10 points. Tourist Trap. I'm waiting for Tourist Trap.
Wait. All these movies have the same...
Have the same type of plot theme.
And we're trying to get the plot.
Yes.
Maybe next time you host, you can bring crayons for this guy.
So, for example, if I said, Interview the Vampire, Last Voyage of the Demeter, it's all vampire movies.
Okay,
yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, Tourist Trap. All right, no Tourist Trap. For 9 points, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3. Silent Night, Deadly Night 3. All right, no one for that one. I lost my pen. I don't know where it went. All right.
Give me another pen.
Number 8, Damien, Omen 2. Damien, Omen 2.
Come on.
No one yet? We have Tourist Trap, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, Damien, Omen 2. All right. 7, Sleepwalkers. Sleepwalkers. All right, no one for Sleepwalkers. Josh is writing something, or can you draw a picture? Okay. 6, Village of the Damned. So, Tourist Trap, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, Damien Omen 2, Sleepwalkers, Village of the Damned. That's for 6 points.
I'm mad at myself. I don't know these
guys. Number 5, Friday the 13th, Part 7. Oh, someone's clue earlier. Ryan, you're in?
No.
Oh, I thought your fingers down like you're in.
No.
I
could
not be. I'm going.
He's going. Unless Sparky or Ryan try to get him before Josh does.
I spelled it wrong.
Okay, I'm going to put you with 5 points.
Oh. I don't know if you want to copy.
Not yet. You can't copy it yet.
Oh, what?
Why? You have to wait for the next one. 4. Scanners. Now you can use your Bluetooth if you want to copy. But I'll read them right now. Tourist Trap, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3. Damien, Omen 2. Village of, Sleepwalkers, Village of the Damned. Friday the 13th, Part 7. Scanners.
The answer is clearly Julia Roberts.
All right, 3 points. The Rage.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about my answer anymore.
The Rage. Sparky's writing an answer down. No, he's not. All right. 2 points. Firestarter.
Damn it. For 2 points?
Not with it.
I can't change it for 2 points. I thought that's what you were going to... I started writing that and I...
Sparky, is that your answer?
Yep.
All right. Sparky's in for 2. And now, finally, Ryan for 1 point. Carrie.
Is it okay if I spell it wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be greatness.
Ryan's going for 1 point for Carrie.
Wow, this is way wrong. This spelling just
got... All right, so let's find out. We'll read the list, and then we'll find out from Josh. Actually, let's see what everyone has first, and then we'll go through the list. So, Josh, 5 points. Resurrection.
But the answer is telekinesis.
Sparky.
The hell did you write first?
Resurrection is incorrect.
That is not how you spell resurrection.
It's not Sparky. How you spell telekinesis either.
Burns.
that writes down burns.
I don't think there's any burns of... I'm trying to think of that. Hold on. So burns and...
No. You know, it's they start fires. They got a burn.
Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, no.
Or part 7 is not. I watched there today. Is. Where?
Yeah, she sets... let's keep some... Yeah.
The fire. The matchbook. She
sets
on fire, too.
And Ryan... He puts
telekinesis.
Okay, so Ryan gets it right for 1 point.
Look at this spelling.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to use my blue chip. Wow. Like 2 chips.
Tourist Trap, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, Damien Omen 2, Sleepwalkers, Village of Damned. Your clue, Friday 13th, Part 7.
Yeah, that's on me.
That's a mean thing. It's Jason versus Carrie, pretty much. Scanners, the Rage, Carrie 2. I don't want to say Carrie 2.
Well, I heard telekinesis brings them back, so that's what I thought you were going with those other movies. I don't remember being telekinesis in the other movies. That's where I got confused.
Oh.
That's on me.
Firestarter and Carrie. All right, here you go. The next one.
Scanners. Who has telekinesis and scanners?
They're all telepathic. They can blow each other's heads off.
heads up. Michael Ironside, he's like, and bam, blows her head up.
That was a great impression.
Okay. All right. So let me get this. We'll get this board reset, and we'll go to the next grouping. All right.
Worse. I
love this strategy. Okay. All right. The grouping clue for this one is...
My daughter, Taylor.
How are all these movies related? How are these movies related? So not necessary plot, but how are these movies related? Here we go. 10. Sus Barisa.
What?
You both are in? Who got in first? Oh, no. He has a blinks.
We just dropped it because we just don't know what that movie is.
For the year.
Who is?
Richardson. Oh.
9. The Ring.
He's all hit. Say it again. What's this? Sorry. What is
How are these movies related?
Thank you.
It does not necessarily have to be plot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one. Let Me In for 8.
Can you tell me them all again?
Sus Barisa, The Ring, Let Me In. Oh, people writing down. Who's going to get in first?
I give it to you because I didn't spell it right. I just threw it down.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong.
Okay, so. We're going to give it to Ryan for 8.
Oh, he's in the lead? That's what she said.
7. Ooh. Night of the Living Dead. Nobody yet? Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Keep going.
6. Oh, for 6 points. The Hills Have Eyes.
In between these, can I just tell everyone who listened to last episode, I did not murder Dick Buckus. I know he died.
We played a dead or alive game, and we all said alive, which is right. And then the next day, he died. We're like,
Can you read them again?
Yep. Please. Sus Barisa, The Ring, Let Me In, Night of the Living Dead, Hills Have Eyes. Josh was sure in the one before, 2 ones before, and now he's not putting in.
I wrote down Sparky subtitles.
Sparky is in. For 6.
Hills Have Eyes. Subtitles didn't work for that.
Oh, well, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Goggle.
Can you speak Carney?
All right, 5. Last House on the Left. For 5.
Oh, now I got it.
Last House on the Left. Josh is going in at number 5. Okay. We're going to keep going in case someone wants to switch. 4.
Oh, that's right.
Child's Play.
I'm wrong.
You got a blue chip.
I know. I got 2 of them.
I don't like that one.
You can also copy people's answers with it, but okay.
Nope. I don't feel confident in Ryan's answer.
Orion's? Or okay. Josh's?
So I feel a little more confident than Josh's, but...
You're not going to use it. Okay. 3. House on Haunted Hill. Okay. No one's switching.
All horror movies, guys.
2. The Amityville Horror. The Amityville Horror.
Yeah, I'm wrong.
Josh looks confused every single one.
I'm definitely wrong.
Okay. Nosey's a blue chip. Last one, The Blob.
I'm definitely wrong.
No one's using a blue chip.
No one's using blue. Are you all locked in? Okay. All right, so let's start with Ryan first with 8 points. He said remakes in America. Revenge Gate Revenge for Josh. Sparky said cannibalism. The correct answer is these are all remakes. For 8 chips. Well done, Ryan.
Thank you.
You didn't have to put the America.
Well, at 8, they were all from foreign movies.
So, yeah, Sus Barisa remake. The Ring was from Ringu. Let Me In. The original was Let the Right One In. Night of Living Dead's been remade. Hills Have Eyes. Wes Craven, and then it was remade later. Last House on the Left. Wes Craven was remade later. Child's Play was remade with that stupid robot one. House on Haunted
stupid?
Hill.
We liked that one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's true. But,
crap.
Okay.
You're right.
House on Haunted Hill. That one. That was remade from 50s. Amityville Horror, the one with Ryan Reynolds, and then The Blob is for the 50s, and then the one with Shawnee Smith and...
drove past that house the other day on a hayride.
The guy from...
Oh, it's in Antioch.
It's in Salem. The house is in Salem.
Yeah. And all right.
It's on the market for
$1.1
million.
Oh. Got $50.
Here's the next one. This is this one and one more. Okay. Here's the clue. An actor or actress from each of these movies are all in what movie? This one they're all in does not have to be horror-related.
Actor or actress?
Actor and actress.
Just one person from each of these movies. They're all in one movie together. But that it's movie like they're in together doesn't have to be does not have to be horror related. Does not have to be horror related. Here we go.
My brother.
For 10. 28 weeks later. 28 weeks later. Everyone always use a boot chip yet. For 9. Oculus.
I have one off.
Oculus.
Is that what those VR things are called?
Oh, yeah, I caught that.
I remember when you bought that.
8. Legion. Legion.
There's a movie called Legion?
Yeah.
I only know the show. Legion. Oh, no, I know the movie.
Legion of Boom.
A minute. Somebody from all these movies are in one movie together, and we're trying to name that one movie. Thank you.
I'll do it. Yes.
Is that one movie is a horror movie, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
It does not have to be, well, I said it doesn't have to be horror related.
Okay. What if we don't remember the name of the movie? I already know the answer. I just don't know the name of the movie.
You can put description, but.
I'm in.
All right. Josh is in for number 8. He is in on Legion. All right, here's the next one. For 7, Hollow Man. Hollow Man came up again.
I don't know.
Sparky, you're cocking?
I'm taking it.
What are you doing with here? Are you copying Josh?
Yep.
All right, so look at Josh's and write it down. 7.
You sure you want to copy that?
Yep.
Okay.
So we have 28 weeks later, Oculus, Legion, and Hollow Man. Okay, so Sparky figures down. All right, for 6. God,
come on.
Ryan, 1408. Now he's stumped.
Really? Okay, I might be wrong.
Okay. Josh and Sparky are standing pat. 5. Crimson Peak. Crimson Peak. 28 weeks later, Oculus, Legion, Hollow Man, 1408, Crimson Peak. No answer from Brian, no switching. Here we go. 4. Pitch Black.
All these people are in that movie?
Pitch Black.
What movie do you think it is?
Oh, I just got the name. But now, no, some of these people aren't in this movie. But I'm going to write it down just in case.
So he's writing. You're going to put it in? Are you just writing down? Or
I'm just writing down.
Okay. Keep going, sorry. All right. 3. Midnight Meat Train.
I'll give you a Midnight Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train. What?
I'm sorry.
Are you going to answer on number 3?
Yeah, I'm going to answer.
Okay. Josh is standing pat. Sparky
can I
standing
tell you
pat.
What I thought it was? But I had to change it. Oppenheimer. I thought because Paul Bettany. And...
2. Cabin in the Woods.
No, I think it's that.
Cabin in the Woods. No one switching? Okay.
Oh.
1.
Maybe. Yeah.
Knock at the Cabin.
Definitely Knock at the Cabin, Liam Hemsworth.
All right. Shit, 8. Can't. Flip yours over, Josh.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Sparky copy Oppenheimer. With Oppenheimer. Flip yours over.
Endgame.
Endgame. The correct answer is Avengers Infinity War. Because I don't think... Here is why.
Yeah.
1. 28 weeks later is Idris Elba. He dies in Infinity War.
First one, Infinity War. You're right,
man. Does he come back?
Not that I can recall, no.
I'm trying to remember if they, you know, because it reset time. If he comes back
and wrote Avengers, would you?
Fuck you, Josh!
I always said which one.
Yeah, no, okay. I thought Oppenheimer. I couldn't remember his name. I wrote First Atomic Bomb Maker. That's exactly what I wrote.
Oculus, Karen Gillan, Nebula.
You said you couldn't remember it. I'm like.
She played Nebula, Legion, Paul Bettany, Vision, Hollow Man, Josh Brolin, Thanos, 1408, Samuel Jackson, Fury. Crimson Peak, Tom Hiddleston, Loki, Pitch Black, Vin Diesel is Groot, Midnight Meat Train, Bradley Cooper's Rocket, Cabin in the Woods, Chris Hemsworth
Vin Diesel
is Groot? Thor,
yeah.
And Knock at the Cabin, Batista is Drax.
Damn, that was a good one. We definitely should have got it.
Yeah. Ryan, you were close. I'm going to give you a chip because you were on the right trap right there. So I'll give you a chip for that.
Just what he fucking needs.
I just bought the envelope, guys. And you're still double our fucking points.
All right, here we go. The last one. So if you're going to use your blue chip, you might as well use it. Ryan,
last one?
Yeah, I said there was 4. You have 2 blue chips.
This wouldn't have helped me, though. I didn't want to copy the answer.
You could just put an answer down. Even if you're wrong, you just could come back in.
You told me that last
You're the most Republican person in this game.
Oh, my God.
Because you're so conservative.
That was like never. Like I said, the toes joke, that was the worst cut down.
Way worse. All
right, here we go. Here's the last one.
I feel fucking dirty. I'm gonna go.
Here's a clue. Each of these actors were killed by the same thing or person. Okay. So I kind of wanted to be a little general. Here we go. I like
it. Steven Seagal.
Ken Foree for 10 points.
This is an actor or a character name?
These are all actors.
Thank you.
Each of these actors were killed by...
the same person or thing.
Wait.
Yeah, right. No one I can change it.
Did you present?
You bastard.
All right. 9. William Forsythe. Sparky's in for 9.
I'm about to put my Forsythe in your face.
8. Danny Trejo. I don't know. Josh is grinning like an idiot, so we don't know if he's ready or not.
Oh, no. I'm just grinning. Some...
You're in?
No, I got a blue chip to use.
Yeah. All right.
I'm the grins in.
Who sells blue chips? Everyone?
Everyone.
All right. 7. PJ Souls.
Ah, oh, fucking PJ?
What? That changes it for you?
PJ, not PJ Souls.
Oh, no.
Oh, I seen that guy get murdered by 3 motherfuckers, but...
Is it even a guy? I don't even know that.
Sparky's changing in.
Thank you.
Are you in?
The blue chip.
Sparky, you're in. That's yours?
Wow.
Okay. Your blue chip is in. Oh, you still have one more, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're good.
He got the next one because he dropped it on the floor.
We're on 6. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Was murdered? I'm changing mine.
All right. I'm taking 10 away. Okay, so Josh locked in at 6. 5. Octavia Spencer.
Oh, we killed that bitch for sure.
I love her.
Right, Sting Pat.
Can I get a chip for saying a horror movie she's in?
No.
4.
Ma. Maybe it's that one. All right. Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks?
At number 4.
Wrong.
You're switching Spark, Ryan? No. Spark 3. Ryan. Malcolm McDowell.
They got him too? I got the right answer. That's what I got.
Oh, shit.
Hey, just wanted to see if this was working.
What the heck?
Okay.
Sorry, I got some app where they could just like talk to me like it's Nextel.
Oh, talk to me? It's like, it's like the phone version of the hand?
Wow.
Oh.
Josh.
2. Hold on. Anthony Michael Hall.
He died too?
Wait, really?
Yeah, you better fucking think about it.
Hold on. Oh, man.
Well, Ryan's going to use his blue chip. Okay. You haven't used it. You
is there any way you could read them back?
Yes. Ken Foree, William Forsythe, Danny Trejo, PJ Souls, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Octavia Spencer, Tyra Banks, Malcolm McDowell, Anthony Michael Hall.
I think Palmer is going to get the most catches.
2. Everyone's laughing that Sparky changed it on PJ Souls. And Ryan's writing his name.
That is correct.
Okay. That and number 1, correct. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee, he didn't kill her.
All right, everyone.
I had vampires.
So Sparky, flip over at number 7.
That's what I was going with. But I was steak. Going with steak.
Michael Myers for Josh. Michael Myers for Ryan. Both Josh and Ryan are correct. 6 points. 2 points. Let's revisit this. Ken Foree in Halloween by Rob Zombie. William Forsythe, Rob Zombie's Halloween. Danny Trejo, Rob Zombie's Halloween. PJ Souls, the original. Not Carrie, but original Halloween. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, H2O. Octavia Spencer, Halloween 2. Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, I should say. Tyra Banks, Halloween Resurrection. Malcolm McDowell, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Anthony Michael Hall, Halloween Kills. And Jamie Lee Curtis is Halloween Resurrection. All right, so let's count chips before we go to the last game and see if anyone is
green one.
Going to change
out. Is the last game Final Jeopardy or is there one more game?
This last game.
We would like to play another game. Can you use your scream thing from upstairs?
This is the last game and this is going to be Final Jeopardy. So, 63. 63 for Ryan.
M down. Would that make sense for my
team? Josh has 25. Sparky. 30. Oh, yeah. Josh has 30. Sparky has 25. Sparky, are you rolling the dice? Are you going for free, or are you going to wait till after this quote chain? Sparky,
I don't think I need to pay for it. Because there's no fucking way I'm picking that over that. There's no fucking way. That can say, take a dick. Never mind. But seriously, no. I'm not eating that shit.
Do you want to roll and see what it is, or do you just want to take it?
Okay. Can I roll first and choose to pay?
No. Once you roll, you have to pay. Or you can just take it for free right now. And if you take it free, you got to do it. What's he going to do? Or you can wait till after this game.
Did you write each one individual? Or did you put... Oh, okay.
I already know what's in each one of yours.
Fuck it, I don't care. I'll roll.
All right. You roll to see what it is, and you can decide. Nine chips.
So...
I'm going to give you 14.
What do you want me to do here?
Oh, fucking thank God. I pick this.
All right. So nope. Now, before we do quote train, we're going to reveal everyone's punishment because you're
ever all.
What?
Huh?
What's a quote train?
This is the game.
Why are we revealing?
We can wait till after. We'll wait till right before Final Jeopardy, and then we'll reveal. All right.
Is this to myself, or can I do that on someone else?
To yourself.
No. Why can't I do that on someone else?
Because that's not the punishment. It depends on you. Would it be
fun?
Yeah, I know it would be fun, but. Not to you.
You get motorboating.
Okay, here we go. This is how quote train works. This is like Ryan's game, the Den of Live game, where the more you get right in a row, the bigger your pile goes. Here's the twist of fate.
How many people are we going to kill this week?
Here's the twist of fate. The twist of fate is if you get it wrong, your train gets derailed and you get nothing. So you got to bank if you want to keep the chips.
Oh, you do have to bank it.
And the way the chip count goes is the Fibonacci series.
It's one.
It
goes 3, 4, 5, 7.
It's 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21, 34, 55, 89, 144.
You learn this crap in
here. If you get it all right and you keep it going.
No, you learn this shit when you join his NCAA stupid fucking pool.
I've been in that a few years.
So if you risked it and went all the way, you'd get 1,596 chips.
Oh, man. I got to come back.
I will give a clue for each movie by giving the year. So you know what's coming up. It'll be the year and then of the movie, and you can say bank or keep it going.
Okay.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. I'm drunk.
So here we go.
Bank.
I don't need this.
Are we writing stuff down?
No.
Yes.
I have to hold my mouth.
You write it down. All right, you guys get your markers. Here we go. This is, Oh, yeah, I forgot to shuffle. Did I shuffle these already?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How many quote trains
are we doing? I didn't want to put it. Huh?
How many quote trains are we doing?
15. So if you get 15 right, all of them right without banking, you get 1,596 chips.
Didn't he do like 60?
Yeah. Well, this is the mini version.
I did 25.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh, this is the all short.
All right, 1992. Here we go. Try as they may, try as they might. Who steal me gold want to live through the night? This is all horror movies. And write it down. Okay, Sparky's done. Josh is in. Ryan's in. Everyone flip. Leprechaun is correct. So it's 1-1-1.
Can I ask?
I'm about to run a train on your
is sequels a thing? There's a point we might need to know which one it is.
Yes.
Great. Right. Awesome.
Great question.
Here we go. 1991. Next one, 1990.
Wait, question for you.
After say the year, you can decide the bank or not.
All right, so, but can we not answer and save our train?
No.
So if you don't answer, you're the same as wrong.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm what's kind of next?
One?
1990, yeah, next one will be another one, so it's one added.
Or I can just bank it every time and just take my one.
Well, no, because it's going to be two after that.
Right, but I can.
Right. Yeah, you can do that every single time if you want. You only get like... However you get right, but yeah.
Pretty far back, though. What do you have?
1991.
63. All right, let's
you're banking in 1991? Yep. All right. Ooh, here we go. Just like the good old days. Nothing like a strangulation to get the circulation going.
Should have banked. Can I hear it again?
Just like the good old days. Nothing like a strangulation to get the circulation going.
Glad I banked.
So Ryan and Josh have one chip at risk. Sparky has none because he banked. Ryan's in.
I'm not in.
Hold Sparky's on. Writing.
92?
91.
91.
Not that it matters, but okay. I'm just kidding. And Josh.
I'm not going to delay us. Let's just go.
Okay. Josh has no answer. Scream 3D. What? Child's Play?
Yeah. No. Can I change mine into Child's Play 2?
All right, incorrect. Child's Play 3 is the correct answer.
Oh, 3.
Fuck you bitches, I'm winning this round.
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Here's the next one. What's your favorite scary movie?
You didn't say 1996.
Well, everyone's got 0, so it doesn't matter.
I wanted to bank it.
Are you gonna, I got Child's Play right.
Child's Play 3.
Isn't that 88, idiot?
Everyone says Scream, everyone's right. Everyone's got one chip on their train.
Bank.
Right. Wait, you don't want to
hear the year first? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me hear the year. I apologize.
1976.
Bank.
76?
Yeah.
Wait.
He said bank.
I'm going to bank it.
I'll bank. All right, Josh, you taking his chip?
I don't even need to hear a quote.
One. All right, here we go. They're all going to laugh at you.
I take my bank back.
They're all going to laugh at you.
I have no idea what that
you're
is.
In Spark, you're in Josh? I'm in Josh. Ryan's in. Sparky's in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, flip.
Got? Billy Madison.
Halloween, Carrie. Carrie's correct. Sparky's train gets derailed.
Get richer.
We're going to add a chip to Ryan's. And we're going to start Josh's with one.
Does he get a second chip? I'm not sure.
No, it's 1-1. And the next one, if Ryan's right, he gets to go to 2. And it goes 3, 5, 8, 13, and really good. So you can really get in first.
Five in a row to get a big jump.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm on it.
1987.
Bank.
Oh, Sparky.
Shit.
You're not going to win if you keep banking. This is made for you to gamble. Okay. No one's. All right, here we go.
I'll bank it. I'm afraid. I'm sorry. Right,
here we go.
Bitch,
next
what year
one.
Did you say?
87. Here we go. We'll tear your soul apart.
I take back my fucking bank.
Josh is in.
What? Tell him. Go ahead. You can get on the couch. It's okay, buddy. Can I get right here?
Here, Ryan's in. Sparky's in. All right, flip.
Write down. Did you write Hellraiser?
We have Piranha. Ha ha ha. Hellraiser and Hellraiser. Ryan and Josh both correct. So one chip there. Ryan gets 2 here. All right. We have 10 of these left.
Bank.
1990.
Yeah, this is.
I'm gonna bank.
All right.
Pussy.
1990.
I'll keep it going. Why not?
All right, here we go.
Beep, beep, Richie.
Oh, my gosh.
Beep, beep, Richie. What year?
1990.
Beep, beep, Richie.
Beep, beep, motherfucker.
Beep, beep, Richie.
Josh is in.
I can't watch this commercial.
No, it's rough.
Yeah. Ryan, did you write some down? No? Sparky is...
Beep, beep, Richie.
Do you want a hint? No, you're winning. Not for you, Rick.
Okay.
No,
put your answers in.
No answer.
Okay. No answer for Ryan. Josh, flip. Ryan, Sparky, hip. It. Crazy Clowns from Outer Space, incorrect. Josh, you're right. You get another chip on there. So your next level is going to be 2 chips.
Crazy Clowns from Outer Space. Killer Clowns from Outer
Space. Oh, that's what it's called.
Yeah, he would have if he got that.
We have 6 left. 1982.
How did we just go from 10 to 6?
3, 4.
You legit, like, 2 questions ago, you said 10.
There's 15 total. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
How do you fuck up your own game?
We have 6 left. This is right. Yeah. Okay. We have 6. So we have 15 total.
12.
There's 9 in there?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Hold on, I'm missing some.
Left him in Josh's bathroom.
Oh, shit. Get it?
Yep.
You didn't want it, did you?
Like, we all heard him say 10.
Yeah.
Like, 2 questions ago, right?
Because I must have dropped some. Well, I have the list here, so I'll know which ones to get picked. The
Blackhawks one.
So, okay. Well, here's the next one. Next one is 1982. So you can decide which one's...
82?
82.
I guess I'll let it ride. I'll let the train ride.
You let the train ride? Okay. Anybody else?
They don't have anything
up. I'll bank.
Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Wait, if I write the answer down before the quote?
Here's the next. Here's the answer. This house is clean.
This house is clean. Recounting. Still 12. Still 12. He's going to go home.
My wife is calling me.
Oh, she never calls.
She's never on the show.
Yeah, I'm missing three.
Okay. Yeah. Should we answer her live?
Yeah.
On the show.
All right,
this house is clean.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
I have to tell you this story.
You're on the air.
Yeah, sure. You're on the air, just so you know.
You're on the pod.
No, I'm not.
We all want to hear this story.
We all want to hear. Oh, hi, Dakota.
Dak. I need more touchdowns from you.
Did you guys write it down? This house is clear?
Cheers.
So, what's up?
If you said Caroline, would you get it from that?
What's the story?
Never mind.
No, I want to hear the story.
No.
Why not?
You're way closer.
No.
Okay.
If I take you off speaker, will you tell me?
Yeah, we could do this later.
Yeah, call her back.
All right, I'll call you back.
Poltergeist. All right, Poltergeist is correct. Jen.
Poltergeist is what he wrote.
Jerry Springer is incorrect.
One of the movies I watch this year.
Are you still recording?
The original is good.
I say, she says, are you still recording? Guys. And I say, yes.
It's on Tubi TV.
She calls me. She asked if I'm still recording. I say
now
yes.
She's texting again. You got three dots. What's the next one, bro?
All right, here we go.
Next one. It wasn't Jerry Springer?
No.
Damn it. Bank.
1984.
I'm going to catch this guy, but I'm going to...
Oh, I do only have 12.
I'm going to bank that.
I thought I had 15.
I'm going to bank that.
I actually was wrong. I actually only do have 12.
I'm going to bank that T-bone.
How the fuck does he function?
So that 1,100 thing was wrong. Right.
It's only like 800 something.
That's the only reason I'll
so you have five left.
I'm going to
really wish we could take chips away from you.
You're going to bank?
Yeah. I think I know the answer without you saying it again.
What year did you say again?
1984.
The year he was born.
Ryan's staying in and you have nothing to bank? Here we go. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yeah, I fucking knew it.
Sprague, you can come back. Just don't bank if you get these right.
I'm not going to get any of these fuckers right.
You should really get this one.
This one's gross. It's like, coconut.
All right. Josh, you're in.
It's not good.
Sparky's in. Hold on.
Do you think I got this one right? Ryan,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, flip. Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th, part 2. Nightmare on Elm Street is correct.
Friday the 13th.
One.
Fall asleep. Did I not give it away?
Oh, like my head, I was the Freddy, but it was Friday the 13th is Jason.
1997 is next. So you'd be getting a two chipper, you'd get one. You
know,
one
I just banked, so I should only have one.
Oh. Oh, this is for Sparky then.
No, he
didn't
get it. There's no way he got it right.
You crazy bastard. Yeah,
I'm way off.
I'm good. I'm going to let it ride.
All right. Sparky, let it ride too. All right. Where we're going, we won't need eyes to see.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Rose.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Where we're going.
87?
97.
97.
Where we're going, we won't need eyes to see.
Can I bank?
Yeah, he got me too.
97.
Where we're going.
97. Where we're going, we won't need eyes to see.
What the fuck?
We're going, we won't need eyes to see.
97. That's 87.
I'm disappointed in one person here.
Uh-oh.
Who am I disappointed in?
Is it me?
I'm looking at everybody.
Yeah.
I'm especially disappointed in one person.
Okay, wait. Wait.
Who is it?
It's disappointed in Ryan.
Oh, wait, is it?
All right. Josh is... Wait. Wait, no. We didn't lock it in yet.
He's sorry. I said Josh is... He pointed at Ryan. Me and I got excited.
Are you in? All right, flip. Hollow Man, Event Horizon. Event Horizon is correct.
Yeah. I was going to put it...
You just saw this movie.
I literally erased it.
We just saw this
Fuck
movie.
Fuck your trains, bitch.
I literally erased it.
I mean, guys...
You just saw
Damn
that.
Damn it.
That's what I was going to write, but when he said... Eyes, I thought
Samuel's sitting there. He's like, we're going, we won't need eyes. He could cut out his eyes.
Spiky. I just watched it.
It was on in the background.
It was. I was fucking with my phone.
He was
the whole
watching
time.
Fucking Bluey.
This is next 2003. That's
what I was busy with. It should just be one up there for Ryan. Yeah. We both didn't bang.
Yeah, we both got ours wrong.
There's just one for Ryan. That's it.
Yeah. God, dude, do you not know how to do your own game? How many
left? Three left.
There's three left.
I see the cards in his hand.
I'm gonna roll.
All right, here we go. 2003. Dude, that goalie was pissed about something.
2003?
Dude,
that goalie was pissed about something. God, what movie is that? It's 07, so that can't be.
2003.
I'm not going to give us the year. I feel so much better with that. I don't have an 03 scary horror
movie. I'm not going to lie. I wrote all the years these came out today. I'm struggling.
Ryan's in.
I need one more minute. Sorry.
Sparky, are you in?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Josh is... Put something down.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, flip. Saw 3, Jason Goes to Hell, Freddy vs. Jason. Freddy vs. Jason is correct.
Yeah, bitches! I was like, is it Jason X or Freddy versus Jason? Because I could totally see it in, like, I've seen, it's like one of the two I've seen.
All right, here we go. 1986.
Bank.
You're banking?
Fuck yeah.
86.
Is this
bank.
It? Is there a final?
Two more.
No, but I mean,
this is the last game, yeah. Final. Yeah. This game and there's this one more.
Why are you banking?
One more chip to come back to the, I'm not eating that shit.
Oh, you're only one down. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
You took the envelope.
Oh, that's right. I already know what I'm doing.
86. Get away from her, you bitch!
I remember that line.
Oh, that's good for Ryan. I remember that line, too.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Oh, that's what I said to my ex. No. What, 2003?
86. What the hell are you
2003? Oh, man. From? I think, wait, no. Oh, come on. What's the name of that movie? Okay, I must be wrong then.
You're in, Josh?
I could be wrong, too.
Ryan?
Sparky?
Now that I think about it, I think I am wrong.
I recognize that line.
Get away from her, you bitch.
I'm going to go with...
I am wrong.
What's the year again?
86.
What's 86. Wrong?
I could have sworn I had 15 of these, but I had 12.
Okay.
Well, wait, I definitely want to change this because I know it's wrong.
Oh, if everybody Sparky's has answers, in. I'll get out. Ryan's in. And Josh is in.
No.
Three.
It's wrong.
Four.
Mine's fuck wrong. It.
All right. Flip.
Damn it.
All right.
Exorcist, Roddy Piper. Oh, Roddy Piper, They Live. Firestarter. Correct answer is Aliens.
Ah. I just remember you telling me about something else.
And the last one. This one's the hardest one on here, but I'll throw this for 5 chips for everyone gets
it. Bank.
Bank.
Let's see.
Bank.
Let's see if anyone remembered. I always drop hits on Facebook, so this was a hint from Facebook.
Shit.
Thank you. Have a nice day. I watched this movie yesterday and put it on my Facebook, so anyone who pay attention to my Facebook, they can get it. Thank you. Have a nice day.
All in.
Just kidding. Is this Wally?
Yes.
What year again, buddy?
He didn't say it.
86.
86, this bitch. Alien. Is that Alien or Alien 2? What did you say that last one was?
All right, Josh is in.
Yeah.
Ryan is writing it down.
How hard is Sparky to hit that fucking ball?
All right, flip. Mr. Roboto for Sparky.
From Sticks.
2001 Space Odyssey is correct.
Chopping Mall.
I was correct?
No. Chopping Mall is correct.
You did say
you said correct. Correct.
I was like, what? I'm like, no. I looked at your Facebook.
What the hell is Chopping
Mall? I don't know, but he said thank you for whatever.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, he said that.
It's these killer security robots that chop people up in the mall.
I was literally going to watch it today to see if there was a question about it, but just
that
looking at his
title's
Facebook.
Title's really on the nose.
All right, let's get chip count. 5. Okay.
35,
40, 46. 46.
67. 46, 67.
Spark, how much you have?
18. Yes, baby.
What do you have?
67.
Woo! Thank you. I don't know why you get to write it. We're done.
It's Final Jeopardy time, idiot.
Yeah, it's Final Jeopardy time.
I literally said, is there a
he
Final
said
Jeopardy
this and
yeah.
Silent
yeah,
game.
This and
this
Final
is the last
Jeopardy.
Game before Final Jeopardy. Jeopardy. There's always a Final Jeopardy.
Did you say 67?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay, now let's find
like,
out
prematurely,
what...
Prematurely, now I'm definitely not winning.
your punishments are.
What do you got?
Okay.
41.
41,
yeah.
Okay, that's where
it's wait. So you have to put in at least... Are you going for the win, or are you going for the not loss?
Well, let's see what everyone's punishments are, because this is a choose-your-own-fate. All right.
Can we choose somebody else's? Just kidding. I like mine.
All right, so everyone has decided... Oh, you can decide if you want to do the envelope or not, or you can do the squid.
I'm doing
so,
the envelope.
Envelope.
Dog. All
right, so Sparky's punishment was called Egg Smash. So he's got six eggs.
Like
six eggs. One of them's going to be hard-boiled. And so he's got to figure out which one's hard-boiled by smashing on his head. So he's got to go through six. Five are wrong, one are correct. So that's what you have to do.
What does he have to do? Keep going until he gets the right,
right?
one?
Right. He's got to keep going until he finds a hard-boiled one.
Wow. I'll fucking throw them all in my face. I don't give a shit. Yeah, right.
Josh, Malort Club. So.
Yes! Three shots
Josh,
of Malort,
three,
bitch.
Three shots of Malort back to back to back.
How'd you know it's three?
Because he's in the Lord Club.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Ryan is called Movie Madness. So for Ryan, I...
Movie Madness?
Movie Madness. Oh. So this is what happens to Ryan. Ryan's got to go watch a movie of my choosing in the theater.
The piano.
I'll choose the movie, and it's going to be during Sunday Night Football at noon.
God, I hope you
yes.
He'll never do it. Yes. That's hilarious.
Wait. What about time? Aren't you gonna, how are you going to know you can do it? Oh, I'm going to go with him in Gurney, and I'm just going to make sure he goes to the movie, and I'm going to watch it in the wall. So.
In the wall.
Oh, you fucking
I'll come
asshole.
For that. I really wanted to lose.
It's not like he's going to lose. So.
And the movie right now.
He's going to be a little pussy, and he's going to only give enough.
The movie that he's going to see is Taylor Swift. So.
Football means too much to him. So, you know he's not betting.
So, do you want to take that, or you want to do the squid?
Octopus. No, I'm just kidding.
Movie Madness.
Okay.
Wait, why does he get to choose?
Well, he rolled, but he didn't choose that he wanted to do it.
We all rolled.
Yeah, you can see. You can choose if you want the envelope.
We
or
all
squid.
Said the envelope.
Yeah.
Yeah, envelope.
Anyway,
to see what it is.
Taking
yeah.
Squid.
No, we literally all just said envelope at the end.
Oh, you're saying before he explained what they were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I was going to explain. You still have to choose, but okay, whatever. Everyone's choosing envelope, so.
Oh, this is the most fucked up podcast. We're almost at like 4 hours.
All right, here you go.
There's
this
one
is
more game.
Choose your fate. Write
I
down.
I got to write it.
Do you want to do luck or knowledge? So write down which one you want to do, which question you want.
The fuck?
One is more luck-based, one's more knowledge-based.
Yep, 100%. Don't want that one. Andrew, you my boy.
All right, everyone's okay. You don't have to. You can show me. All right. You. Okay. Ryan and Josh have knowledge. Sparky has luck. Okay, so here's your category.
Are we putting bids or we wait for
yeah.
the category?
I wish your category. You pick your bids. And you can get double points on here.
What?
So depending, you have to get it. It's harder to get it for double points.
That's what she said.
But here we go. The luck-based one is candy. And the knowledge base is Scream.
Ryan, if it makes you feel any better.
You can get double no matter what, which one way you went.
So if you get it right, you can get, yeah, you can go either way on both sides.
Ryan, just so you know, I am going all in. I'm fucking coming for you. You better bet at least seven chips. Wait, how many chips do you have?
Sparky's wager's in. Josh?
In.
Ryan?
Alright, he's gonna be a fucking pussy. And then he's gonna lose.
He just wants to...
This is a...
Movie Madness. I love that he picked right. this for each of us. That is so funny.
Alright, here you go. Here's a knowledge question. How many planned Ghostface killers have there been? For double points, write down how many are in each movie. For double points. Sparky, while they're doing that, Sparky, here's your question for candy.
He's getting something out of his bag. This scares the shit. Do I have to eat it before they finish?
No.
That would be
awesome. I have a bag of M&M's.
How many M&M's are in there?
Guess which color is the most popular. What has the most color in here? For double points, write down how many of that color. There's a theory out there.
That's pretty cool.
There's a theory, if you know it, that the Mars company made that has a certain color is supposed to be the most popular in there. We'll see if it's right or not.
What was the question? How many different colors?
No. What color comes up the most in this bag of M&M's? So, while you guys are doing that, open this up. Okay. All right. We're going to look at Sparky. We're going to look at Sparky's answer. Sparky put brown 9 and wagered 18. Okay.
That's all I had, right?
Okay. Yeah, he's all in.
How you feeling, bro?
Scared.
All right, we're going to do Sparky's last because we want to see what everyone got on the other side. So,
can I eat all the other colors?
Sure. All right, locked in. And Josh?
What was the question one more time? Total and then each one?
How many planned Facebook? How many planned Ghostface killers have there been?
I don't understand the plan. The
planned part, yeah.
But whatever it is.
You're in? Are you in? This is what it is. All right. Flip over.
What I bid or the answer? I got them on separate sides.
All right. Bid.
I bid 27.
27.
Which should, if I get it right, gives me 68.
And Ryan bid 18?
18.
Okay. Now, Ryan's answer.
13.
What's your answer, Josh?
12.
12. Okay. The correct answer is 14. So there's two in every movie, except for number three. There's only one.
Yeah.
And in the last one, there's five. Because there's the three, and then there's the two roommates that get killed in the beginning. They're supposed to be Ghostface killers. That's why I said planned.
So I was right.
That's why I said planned.
Ghostface.
You were right.
I was right. Look at my breakdown.
Without the two roommates, yes.
That doesn't count. Those guys weren't
Ghostface killers. That's why I said planned Ghostface killers.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
So, well, one of them could kill someone against Ghostface. So, Sparky, or get rid of 27 chips.
I got
chips.
You minus 27. Yeah. 14.
14 for Josh.
49.
49 for Sparky. All right, let's see what Sparky gets here.
Did he needs brown. Guess your, oh, not, you think that the number is 9? Okay.
All right, here we go.
Doesn't that seem low?
All right, we have one red, one yellow, one blue, two reds, one brown.
Live on the air.
Do it live on the air as we get close here. On the website, on the website is actually blue, but we'll see if they're right. Yellow,
four, blue, five,
blue, and yellow.
Yellow is five.
Orange, two. Guess of brown is way down in last place with green.
Oh, we got a brown.
Uh-oh.
Yellow's still winning. We have a blue and red right now. Looks like blue and yellow right now. We have two orange.
Let's go yellow.
Yellow. If Sparky gets this exactly right,
he wins. Come the fucking bag out.
Brown.
What is your thing?
I got it. Malloy.
Another brown.
Oh,
yellow. Blue. Brown.
Oh.
Six.
Brown. Blue. Blue. And
blue is
Sparky
brown.
Screwed because there's a brown.
Oh, blue is definitely
blue is a win. And blue, they were right on the website. It was blue. So Sparky goes zero. And our winner of the horror movie episode, Ryan, gets his first ever horror
first
win.
Time.
Sparky eats
now how
M&Ms.
Many?
Now how many? Now Brown's winning.
How now, Brown Cow?
Well done. So the answer went in blue, and I think it was like 15. So
great show, buddy.
Thank you for everyone in our mega Halloween episode. We made this a little longer because it's our favorite episode. And so Sparky's going to have to do an X-Mash.
I want the Halloween Whopper from Burger King.
The Halloween Whopper to come back.
What football movie is that guy in?
So thank you, everyone. And don't lose and keep your heads from swinging.
Yeah.
Keep it swinging.